are back. It's In the Zone on the Republic Broadcasting Network. 1-800-313-9443 is the phone number. It looks like we have a couple callers on hold. Charles in New Hampshire. Hey, Charles.
Yeah, buddy, this is Charles from New Hampshire. Well, I'm not the smartest guy in the planet, but I just had a couple comments. Occasionally, I tune into this site, mostly on Sunday. I'm from Hawaii, actually. I mean, I wasn't born there. I was born in Burbank, California, and I had quite a tangle with the current governor there when she was mayor of Maui, but that's another story. But my one comment about the issue of eligibility, has nothing to do with the birth certificate. In my opinion, I think that's a smokescreen. It really has to do with natural-born citizen. And a great site to...
Hawaii is not a state, in your mind.
Oh, I learned about the fact that, my country, America, doesn't exist from the Hawaiians who are in the process of reinstating the Hawaiian nation. Hawaii is its own nation. Mm-hmm. It traded and was acknowledged by other countries, Queen, and the whole thing. So I would suggest anybody that want to understand, the history of Hawaii, just Google reinstatement of the Hawaiian nation. But those folks educated me about my country. But before I switch to the second topic, because I wanted to comment on a few callers, the issue really is natural-born citizen, not the birth certificate. Both John McCain and Barack Obama were not natural-born citizens, but for different reasons. Barack Obama's father is British, under British rule. That makes him not eligible. And, of course, John McCain did have two parents.
His father was British. If you're born in this country, you're an American citizen.
But that's the law. But the law is that both parents have to be American.
No, that's not at all the law. I live here in Arizona. People who come into this country and actually from Mexico illegally across the border and have a child here, that child is an American citizen because he's born on our shore. That's the law. You may not like that law, but that's
right.
The law.
But the Constitution says both parents need to be an American citizen. So, yeah, I mean, our ancestors, our grandparents, my grandparents, one came from Sweden and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. He became a citizen. And then, my mom was born, of course, and that made potentially me eligible or even her. But and then, of course, John McCain's problem is that he had his parents were both American citizens, but he was born in a hospital in Panama. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's a natural-born citizen issue, not a birth certificate. So I kind of agree with you that it's not a birth certificate issue. But anyway, I did want to make another comment about what was interesting about some of the folks, the callers brought up the original title. It's called the Title of Nobility Act, the original 13th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm in New Hampshire right now, and New Hampshire ratified it in 1810. Now, the last callers, we ought to get up and do some work. Well, my suggestion would be to go to your state archives, and you can get a copy of the original 13th Amendment, the Title of Nobility Act, and one of your third caller backs, any American taking on the role of Title of Nobility, Esquire, Honor, is no mm-hmm. longer an American citizen and cannot serve as our representatives. And that is correct. And that is one of the major problems we have right now. I think we got, about 80% attorneys drafting legislation in the Congress and in the Senate. Now, what was going on in the early 1800s, around 1810, that was, the so-called Civil War.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what it was all about, that's why we were invaded, really, is because, British, heirs did not want this rebellious, new country to, properly ratify. And, of course, that's been really the issue, whether or not there was two-thirds states that properly ratified the 13th Amendment. And, of course, we won back then, but later on, a few years later,
can I hold you over? I want to finish this conversation, okay?
Okay, buddy.
All right, we're here on In the Zone on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back after these messages. Stick around.
In An important part of healing in youth involves your body's ability to create proteins at a rate faster than your body is breaking down. The process of creating proteins is orchestrated by amino acids and repair proteins, both of which become deficient in the typical person's body the older they get, so that by age 40, the rate of repair has declined enough that the effects are very noticeable to most people. Chrysalis is a liquid spray nutritional supplement that supplies the body an essential repair protein. By taking Chrysalis, you can potentially improve your overall rate of repair. This product is reported to have a profound track record of success. People frequently report deeper sleep, more energy, better mood, aches and pains going away, loss of body fat, gray hair reversing, vision improvement, and much more. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Go to learnthesecrets2youth.com. That's learnthesecrets2youth.com or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try saw palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Thanks for sticking around. It's In the Zone on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm here with Charles from New Hampshire on the line. Hey, Charles.
Okay, buddy. Hey, I'll try to get to my point quicker.
I want to back up a little bit. The exact wording in the Constitution is this: no person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained to the age of 35 years old and been 14 years a resident within the United States. Now, of course, the term natural-born citizen, what does that mean? Well, it's defined in Black's Law Dictionary, 6th edition, as a natural-born citizen, persons who are born within the jurisdiction of a national government, i.e., its territorial limits, or those born of citizens temporarily residing abroad. Within the jurisdiction of a national government is, Hawaii, wouldn't it be?
Well, you see, there you get to the real bit. You see, in my personal opinion, you know, Hawaii has nothing to do with America and really nothing to do with the United States.
Why you need to redefine our map, our states, our country, in order to reject the legitimacy of Barack Obama. That's the thing that puzzles me, that you're willing to jump through.
Well, I'll go even a couple steps prior to that. I mean, like I say, Hawaii was its own nation, so Hawaii has nothing to do with the United States. It was militarily occupied, and the Queen put her country into absentia. And there's an effort right now, and you don't hear too much about it.
I understand that, but according to all legal documents of the United States, Hawaii is considered a United States, a state in the United States. They send representatives, they send senators.
Well, I understand all that. Yeah, but you know, the way I look at it, it's just all fiction.
The fact, Obama, you can't really change history or legal definitions of what is and what isn't a state or territory.
But the history was changed, and this is kind of interesting because, again, this title of nobility is really crucial because, you know, there's a difference between America and United States of America. And it all comes down to 1860 because, you see, in my research, you know, and the 13th Amendment was properly ratified, and it didn't really come into effect until the election of 1860 when you had, you know, this guy by the name of Abraham Lincoln running for election. And what was he in his private practice? He was an attorney, okay? So in August of 1860, when all of the representatives went back to their home to, you know, gear up to run for reelection, the South stated that if Lincoln got the vote, they would not send their legislators back to reconvene in December of 1860. Well, Lincoln got the vote. The South did not send their legislators back to reconvene. Thus, there was no quorum, quorum meaning in a body members. So believe it or not, to this day, the legislative body of 1860 has not been adjourned, and the flag properly flown in a court was taken off, put on a pole, and a gold fringe was stitched around it, and thus the Constitution was suspended, and it's been suspended till this day, and that's when America died, okay? And then right after that, then Hawaii started getting, you know, that's when they started having their trouble, but it wasn't America that came into Hawaii. It was this new fiction, you know, United States of America Incorporated and domiciled in Delaware.
It's just not the 13th Amendment. It's every president since 1860 is your argument.
Well, see, here's the good news, though. Now, check this out. Now, if that is correct, okay, and every law, every treaty with nations is null and void since 1860. So that's wonderful because all this nonsense really can be just wiped out. But that's the big question, is how do we go back into time? And I'm not talking about in a time machine, of course. But we need to go back into time to properly adjourn that legislative body of 1860. Then we revitalize the Constitution, and then we, the people, basically tell our military, okay, nicely, you know, here's all the eviction papers for all the attorneys. Because what are the attorneys doing in D.C. anyway? They're drafting legislation with backdoor language so that when they go back in their private practice, you know, they're making millions of dollars, you know, fighting, you know, legislation that they drafted anyway. It's just a terrible situation that we're in. But in my research, it goes back to the original 13th Amendment, properly ratified in the early 1800s, and anybody can go to their state archives, you know, and get a copy of it. So I just wanted to throw a few things out, you know.
I think we have a myriad of problems in front of us, Charles, and solutions.
I hear you.
To go back in time. I don't know how that necessarily helps us all that much, but I appreciate your weighing in and your thoughts and perspectives, buddy. Thanks. I appreciate it. Greg in Colorado, let's see what you got on your mind.
Yes. Hi, Jeff.
Yeah. Hey, Greg. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi. How are you? Previous caller, right on. I just want to add a few things to enlighten you.
Okay.
The BAR, the British Accredited Registry. Every judge and lawyer is a traitor.
Okay?
Now, the lawyer's secret oath. The United States has been bankrupt from the very inception because the Revolutionary War put us in debt to the bankers in London under the Queen. That's why everything in the country is just under lease. Nobody owns anything.
It's a fraud. This country doesn't even
total fraud. Total fraud from the very beginning.
It doesn't.
Okay.
This is amazing. Go ahead.
Church is a church of injustice run by traitors. Everything from the 14th Amendment on is null and void because the 14th Amendment was ratified under the point of a gun. Totally illegal. Everything after the fact, totally illegal. Don't have to go back to nothing. If the truth is right in front of us, all we need to do is go and get them out.
How do we get them out, Greg?
Masses.
Masses?
Masses need to be enlightened. Truth needs to be divulged. Truth is food for the soul. truth needs to be attained and divulged to others. You need to read every single article in the RBN website and read all the comments from the callers around the country, especially the White Rose, and then you'll be enlightened. You'll learn a lot.
This is remarkable, Greg. You're telling me that our country really doesn't exist, essentially, is what you're
more
saying.
More or less.
Wow.
Check it out.
And what's the solution to this problem?
Research it all. You'll see the truth is there.
Mm-hmm. And the solution is just to tell everybody this, that our country doesn't exist, and that's going to
solve it. I think we were set up from the very beginning for the New World Order, right from the very beginning, 200 and something years ago.
Wow.
I think we were set up from Shakespeare, right in the Bible.
Set up?
Set up.
It's
Shakespeare.
Up to this moment?
The
or?
Bard.
Wow.
Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
Worked for who? Who did Shakespeare work for?
I don't know. Who? The Queen?
The King of England.
It was actually a queen at that time, but...
Well, whatever. The Talmud-believing queen.
Mm-hmm. It was Queen Elizabeth. Elizabethan era. That's when Shakespeare came about.
Right. I thought it was King James. I thought he rewrote the Bible with the King James.
No, there was a different King James. No, actually, it was the Elizabethan era. That was when Shakespeare was about. Yeah.
Okay, well, we can blame the play on Shakespeare.
Okay. Thanks, Greg.
Research. All right. Read all the articles in our... from all the commentators around the world, and you will be enlightened, my son.
Mm-hmm. I guess that's my problem. I just don't read enough.
No, you're reading, but you're reading the wrong things.
Mm-hmm. Well, thanks for the enlightenment, Greg. Let's go to David in Texas. Hey, David.
Hi, this is David. I'd like to comment on several things that the previous callers have commented on.
Mm-hmm.
Regarding Obama, you have to look at the immigration laws of the United States at the time that he was born, and his father was not an American citizen, and his mother was not old enough to confer American citizenship upon him.
What do you mean by that? He was born in this country. It doesn't matter if his parents came from Mars. He was born in the United States of America. That makes him...
His grandmother says he was born in Kenya.
No, she doesn't.
Yes, she does.
Oh,
and
honestly,
as far as the...
all you guys got tonight? I come on the show and I got to argue about birth certificates?
Okay, everybody that's looked at that certificate online says it's a fraud. And all it takes is graphics.
Right.
Anyone who deals with graphics can spot fraud.
Right. The state of Hawaii has certified...
And I'm not here to discuss Hawaii. Now, as far as the 13th Amendment goes, yes, all the previous callers have been correct about the 13th Amendment. However, there's more to it than that. When the first bank of the United States was shut down by the government,
Andrew Jackson who shut that down.
No, that was the second bank. That was the second bank.
Okay.
The first bank was shut down. The first bank was shut down prior to the War of 1812.
Mm-hmm.
Rothschild threatened war because we wouldn't start another one. That was the whole purpose of the War of 1812. The other purpose of the War of 1812 was to destroy all evidence of the 13th Amendment.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the other stuff that the callers have discussed with you, they're pretty much correct. The United States goes back to the doctrines of Francis Bacon, who wrote the New Atlantis, and the United States' whole purpose was to essentially foment the New World Order, as we have been discovering it, those people who listen to this network, and the Shakespeare's writings pretty much were Francis Bacon. And as far as the Queen goes, the Stuart dynasty was the legitimate dynasty, was overthrown, and the Queen represents the merchant class taking over the monarchies. We're a commonwealth of the United Kingdom.
Hmm. Just like Canada, in other words.
Essentially, yes.
That Revolutionary War that didn't exist or that didn't happen or it was
the king financed both sides. If you go back and read the treaties,
wow,
you'll find that the King of England financed both sides of the war. And just like the bankers today finance both sides of just about every war you can think of. As they say, order out of chaos, and they can accomplish more in 4 years of war than they can in 30 years of peace.
Wow. Thanks, David. I can hear the music in the background. I got to take a call. I got to take a break here. Hey, folks, it's In the Zone on the Republic Broadcasting Network. 1-800-313-9443 is the phone number. Give me a call. Educate me some more today, folks. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hello, folks. We are back. It's In the Zone on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name's Jeff Farias. I'm sitting in for Lieutenant Eric Schein tonight on In the Zone. If you want to weigh in on the conversation, 1-800-313-9443. Looks like we have Sherry in Tennessee on the line with us. Hi, Sherry. How are you tonight?
I am great. I hope that Eric is okay.
Yes, he is. He's just taking some well-deserved time off. He was on my show last night.
He is just a delight and
yep.
A great American.
Yep.
A couple of things. I want to hear what the viewers are saying. It's been said on several credible venues that there may be a bank holiday that may take several days opposed to one day that would naturally happen in early September.
Mm-hmm.
The secondary thing is I was listening to the Power Hour today, which is something that I normally don't listen to because she's a great lady, but she's kind of flaky. But I want to read something to you that I don't know whether or not you know.
Okay.
And there is an actual lawsuit in Austria, and it says this comes from a news source, the Natural News. As anticipated, July release date of Baxter's AH1N1 flu pandemic vaccination approaches, and Austrian investigational journalist who is warning the world that this is the greatest crime in the history of humanity is underway. Jane Burgermeister has recently filed criminal charges with the FBI against the World Health Organization and the United Nations and several of the highest-ranking government and corporate officials containing bioterrorism and the affiliates to the mass murder. She has prepared an injunction against the forced vaccination, which is to be filed in America. These actions follow her charges in April against Baxter AG, Avril Jill Greenhills Biotechnology of Austria, for the production and contamination of the bird flu, allegedly that was deliberately act to the cause of and profit of a pandemic. And the article goes on and on and on. And I am absolutely terrified. I'm a mother of two.
Well,
I don't know how to protect my child.
How many people have died from the bird flu thus far? I mean, this new whatever H1N1 flu. Do we know?
Oh, I think it's a minimum of 150, maybe 175. But right. If you listen to what mainstream news is telling you, you know, it's a million Americans are now infected. Half of them are in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Do I believe that? No. Do I believe that this is a staged event? Yes.
Well, I think on some levels that fear you're feeling is the exact goal. They want you to be afraid. Do I believe that there's some shady things going on at Fort Detrick? Absolutely. Do I think that the U.S. government is capable of this kind of thing? Absolutely. We have engaged in germ warfare before.
Well, my question is, how do I wake up? I couldn't even... Do I believe that Michael Jackson's death was coincidental?
Coincidental? I don't know. I mean, I think it was accidental. Do you think they killed him? What would be the purpose of that?
For me personally, the more that I think about it, yes, I do think that it was staged. I truly, from the bottom of my heart, do. Because
it
took...
Though?
Huh?
To what objective? Why would anyone...
Because they were trying to cover up cap and trade. It was passed through the House of Representatives yesterday.
Yeah.
And every news station... Every radio station, including News Talk, all they could do, and this is mainstream News Talk, not alternative, mm-hmm. but just mm-hmm. your regular News Talk, it was all about Michael Jackson.
Well, yeah, I don't know if that necessarily relates directly to cap and trade. I think that's just a symptom of the sickness of the mainstream media to me and our obsession with fame. And, yes, the mainstream media isn't in the business of giving us real information. It's in the business of distracting us.
But
I'm not sure how Michael Jackson fits into this. There's a million things they could have done to distract us. They very rarely let us know what's really going on in Congress. Why would they need Michael Jackson?
Because it was an easy target.
Mm.
It was just an easy target. Besides that... There are so many things. I looked up on Thomas how many little just simple things that were on the agenda yesterday
mm-hmm.
between the Senate and the Congress. Do you know that there were 85 motions that went through yesterday?
Well, yeah, there was an unusual number of motions because the Republicans were trying to clog up the cap and trade bill. They're trying to clog up the energy bill to keep it from going through. So they were introducing a lot of motions That happens anytime. That's one of the strategies of trying to kill a bill. I hear the music in the background. Hey, Sherry, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. I've got to take a break. It's bottom of the hour. 1-888-313-9443. It's In the Zone on the Republic Broadcast Network. I'm Jeff Ferrier, sitting in for Lieutenant Eric Schein. We'll be back in just a bit.
Public Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
You invest, you buy insurance, you wear your seatbelt, you do things to ensure your family's future and protection. But why? Just in case? With the current state of affairs, ask yourself, am I ready? Preparation starts at SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has a huge selection of vital products, emergency survival kits, gas masks, MREs, communication devices, products for pet care, your car, home, office, and school. Protect against all natural disasters and terror attacks that can happen at any time. If you are not prepared, the last place you want to be is standing in FEMA lines. Invest in your future now. Visit SurvivalGearSource.com or call 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. That's SurvivalGearSource.com. Or call 877-231-1925. 877-231-1925. SurvivalGearSource.com. Prepare for tomorrow now.
My children were very disrespectful. They were defiant. The results from the total transformation were almost immediate. The children stopped arguing.
Is your child disrespectful and defiant with you about everything? Are they arguing with you constantly and having problems in school? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman. I'll help you turn your child's behavior around right now with the total transformation.
They have become very task-oriented at school. They complete their assignments in a timely manner without being asked. I firmly believe it is 100% the total transformation. It truly changed our lives.
Back talk, lying, even problems with ADD and defiant teens. I'll help you transform the worst behavior problems and get peace and sanity in your home. Guaranteed. Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less and my weekly newsletter free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
We are back, folks. It's In the Zone on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Jeff Farias, filling in tonight for Lieutenant Eric Schein. Lieutenant Schein will be back with us next week. He is fine. He's okay. He was a guest on my program last night. We spoke earlier today. Everything's fine with him. He's just taking some well-deserved time off and doing some family type things today. Wanted to share with you, we don't have any more callers, I don't believe, so I wanted to share with you a conversation I had with Paul Craig Roberts on the situation in Iran. We spoke recently, as many of you know, Paul Craig Roberts was an assistant secretary of Treasury in the first Reagan administration, has since become a pretty much a critic of American empire around the world, I guess, to put it mildly. He's an equal opportunity critic of both the Bush and the Obama administrations. Here's our conversation on the situation in Iran right now. Enjoy this. We are back, friends. Thanks for sticking around here on the Jeff Ferrier Show. As promised, I'm joined right now by a very special guest. Paul Craig Roberts is here with us. As I'm sure many of you know, he was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury during Reagan's first term, former Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal, has been a critic, first came to my attention as a critic of the Bush administration and some of their imperial wishes around the world, and has a fascinating article up today on about the situation in Iran and our understanding of it, called "Are You Ready for War with Demonized Iran?" Paul Craig Roberts, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Jeff.
Good to speak with you today. It's interesting. Right, in this article, you start off right off the bat is how much attention do we pay to elections around the world usually? You mentioned Japan, India, Argentina, or how many Americans or even American journalists can name the leaders of some of these countries? Why do you think, why so much attention on Iran's election this week?
Well, it's part of the United States government's effort to destabilize the Iranian regime. You know, when we overthrew the elected Iranian government in, I think, 1953, we did the same thing. We paid people to go demonstrate in the streets and make all these charges, and then we used that as a cover while we overthrew the elected leader. In fact, you know, all of this has been documented. If you, if my memory serves, the book "All the Shah's Men" explained the 1953 CIA coup against the elected Iranian leader. We're really not willing for countries in the Middle East to be independent of us. We want puppet governments. We have them in Egypt and Jordan and essentially in Saudi Arabia, and that's what the invasion of Iraq was about. And, of course, we would love to have Iran back under our rule. And so what we are witnessing now, you know, you don't have to really be very bright to see this. If you notice the demonstrators in Tehran, they've all got signs printed in English. Well, those signs are obviously for the foreign press. So they're not really protesting against their government. This is a demonstration to provide cover for the Americans to conclude that the diplomatic solution has failed. How can we deal with people who feel like? And so it gives impetus to the push we're already having from the Israelis for a military attack on Iran. Notice, too, these demonstrators, they're overweight young women who are, of course, in Tehran, who are dissatisfied with the dress codes. But notice they have this chant, "Death to the dictator." Well, every Iranian knows that the president of Iran is not a dictator. He has very limited powers. And even the high muckety-muck Ayatollah hasn't any dictatorial powers because he's chosen by a government body that is elected, and they can remove him. So the whole protest looks orchestrated.
So much of our media has been making the argument about Ahmadinejad himself. We hear that this man is somehow a dictator, rules with an iron fist. And as you pointed out, he's not the commander in chief of the armed forces. He doesn't set major policy outside of the country. He's more of a figurehead leader. Yet he's been elevated to this point of boogeyman and scary dictator in the American mainstream.
Yes, that's obvious. Because you know how many Americans can even name the leaders of really important countries like Japan and China? They have the foggiest idea. And neither do the journalists, or even European countries such as Switzerland and Holland. Who can name the leaders? You know, once you get past England, France, and Germany, you know, only a small number of Americans can identify those leaders. So for all this focus to be on the Iranian president elections, it's obviously staged, orchestrated. And the purpose is to discredit the prospect of any diplomacy with Iran. I don't think the CIA thinks it can actually overthrow the current government with these street protests that it's hired. Like it, you know, I don't think when they overthrew the elected Iranian leader in 1953, Iran had recently been, you know, occupied by us and the British. And so we had all kinds of opties in place, all kinds of people. But that's not the case now. So I don't really think they can overthrow them, but they can certainly discredit them so that they can become more aggressive in their approach to Iran.
Interesting. Actually, we had a guest on yesterday talking about that, you know, there were a lot of polls out there that if people have been paying attention to some of the internal polling that was happening inside of Iran a couple of weeks before the election, these numbers wouldn't be that big a surprise.
Yes, that poll was reported in the Washington Post by the pollsters. They're independent, nonprofit groups. It was funded by the Rockefeller Brothers Fund, and hardly any kind of Ayatollah worshiping group. And it was carried out by an organization that has won an Emmy Award and has been, you know, prominently used by the BBC and ABC News. So the poll found that the man who was elected was expected to be elected. And it goes with the election results that have been released by the Ministry of the Interior of Iran, which shows the vote by province. It shows which cities the candidate who's disputing the election won, and it all fits. It makes perfect sense. But the Iranians are they're caught between a rock and a hard place, because we've had huge numbers of reports that the United States government was devoting huge sums of money to destabilizing the Iranian regime. We know there have been assassinations, bombings, because we fund the small breakaway ethnic groups in Iran, and they cause trouble. And we clearly planned to make an issue of this election and have key in to the dissatisfied, westernized young Iranians in the capital, though the majority of the young people support the elected president. So this sort of interference in the internal affairs of other countries is just American practice. We've always done it. It's what we do.
So this debate that's going on right now between, Dick Lugar and Obama on one side, McCain and Mike Pence and people on the other about what the American reaction should be is essentially for show, that we are already involved in here, and this debate is somewhat of a red herring, essentially?
Of course. The elections are paid for by the CIA. They're part of the campaign to destabilize Iran. You can find so many articles. I mean, the United States government admits that it has this campaign. So obviously, we're showing it, and we see that. You know, when you find these protesters in Tehran interviewed, they speak perfect English.
Mm-hmm.
Their signs are in English. You know, where's my vote? Their chants, death to the dictator. Everything is for the Western press. This is an orchestration from outside. Now, these protests are not happening all over the country.
It's basically in Tehran. It's in Tehran.
Basically in Tehran, which is the most westernized, secularized part of Iran. Now, we can also see the minute it started, we had the Foreign Secretary in England jumped up to express his serious doubt about the election. Well, what does he know about it? We had our other puppet in Germany, Angela Merkel. She jumped up and called in the Iranian ambassador and demanded transparency in the elections. Well, what does she know about it? And we see even the American left wing has fallen for it. The Nation, with Robert Dreyfus, they present the hysterical views of one dissident as if This is the definite truth. So there's really no evidence of fraud at this time. We only have the accusation, and the accusation was made before the vote count was released by the defeated candidate. So I think that it's safe to conclude that this is an entirely an orchestrated show.
Well, it's interesting because it had been reported that the election had been certified by the Grand Council before the votes were counted, but that was essentially a reaction to the challenger, Mr. Mousavi, saying that it had been stolen, and they reacted saying, no, it hadn't been stolen before they were counted. Their hand was somehow forced to make a statement because he had. Is that your thought?
Well, I think that the Ayatollahs misjudged this fellow because he's been one of them for decades, to my understanding. I'm not an Iranian expert, but I think he's been like one of them for a long time, and I think they misjudged him, and I think that it's entirely possible. I don't know this. We'll never know. But it's entirely possible the CIA got to it. I'm convinced that the demonstrations are orchestrated with American money, because why, if you're demonstrating against your government on your elections, why have you got the signs in English?
Right.
So,
interesting question.
Yeah, the signs are clearly for the Western press. And so they're clearly part of an orchestrated effort to discredit the Iranian government. And, of course, the president, he isn't the power figure. So it's really directed at the Ayatollahs. So, I mean, you know, to get rid of the Ayatollahs, how would they care who the president is? Because they've got the power, not him.
Right.
And so they may have been careless in letting this challenger run, thinking, you know, he's one of them, and what does it matter anyhow? But I think they were caught off guard by these orchestrated demonstrations.
Well, it's interesting. You reported that the former military chief in Pakistan was on Pashto radio this week, claiming that CIA has spent, his figure is $400 million inside Iran to prop up what we're seeing now on the YouTubes and Twitter reports.
Yes, that's what he said. He would know a lot better than we would, wouldn't he? I mean, he's right there.
Right.
He was former chief of staff of the Pakistani army, and I think head of the Iranian intelligence, which is essentially an army operation, I think. I'm not Iranian, I mean Pakistani. And so he obviously would know, but I doubt his statements got much attention in the American media. Probably
not. Your article is the only reference I've seen. Yeah.
Because and the American media doesn't know. They're not there. They're just repeating as a fact accusations that are part of this orchestration. But, you know, the Iranians are sort of in the difficulty because it's not the oppressive regime that we claim it is. And if it was, clearly these young people wouldn't be out in the streets. If they had tried that under the Shah, our ruler, they would all been shot down. So it's they're trying to be humane and reasonable and rule with the consent of the people, and this then allows us to step in and orchestrate all these disruptions with money, which then play into our foreign policy hands, which is to isolate Iran and leave it subject to our will. And that's basically what this is really all about. It's not about the Iranian. I mean, why should we care about the Iranian election? I mean, it's much more important to us what happens in Japan or China or even in Brazil or Argentina. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Iran's got nothing to do with us. And yet, this massive focus of attention is a dead giveaway that it's an orchestrated event keyed to our foreign policy in the region.
So essentially, what I'm reading and what, from looking at your article today, essentially this is sort of a twofold operation to make it look like, well, you know, Obama really wants to reach out and try and work with these people, but if there's a stolen election, that makes it a lot harder because it's just a legitimate government. And then on the other hand, we have an oppressed people whose election was overthrown, and now they're living under this quote-unquote dictatorship. Something must be done, is the rallying cry we'll begin to hear.
Yes, that's right. We're creating another Saddam Hussein, another oppressed people who we have to liberate. And you see that, look, there's an unlimited number of westernized, secularized Iranian exiles. They're all over the United States. In fact, they've been here since the Shah was overthrown. And I used to know some of them.
All right, folks, we'll come back. We need to take a break right now. You're listening to In the Zone on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be right back. Stick around, friends.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hi, this is Tom DeWeese, inviting you to join us for the 10th Annual Freedom 21 National Conference in Oklahoma City, August 13th to 15th. Our keynote speaker is G. Edward Griffin, author of The Creature from Jekyll Island. You will also meet Chuck Baldwin, Gun Owners of America President Larry Pratt, a host of state legislators hot on the heels of the fight to preserve state sovereignty. And you will learn all the details behind the coming international ID and how the MEAC report fits in. Property rights, privacy rights, education, and the assault on natural health care, all will be discussed at Freedom 21. And John Stadmiller of RBN will be helping me co-host the event. You can register for the full conference or for just a day. We also offer a very special student rate. For more information, go to www.freedom21.org or call my office at 540-341-8915. The leaders in the fight to preserve our freedom are gathering in Oklahoma City this summer. I hope you'll join us at the Freedom 21 National Conference.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent-proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
We are back. It's In the Zone on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Jeff Farias, filling in for Lieutenant Eric Schein tonight. Thanks for hanging around with us. I want to share with you just the last bit of my conversation with Paul Craig Roberts about a week or so ago. Check this out. I'll tell you, they've done, in the early days of this thing, they've done a really effective job of of appealing to people on the left side of this thing, the people in the street, particularly young people, were the videos, the things we're seeing in the street. You can understand, I guess, from the perspective that you're putting out here, you can understand why the Iranian government would want to go to the extent of trying to limit the outside media and foreign journalists when the people protesting are obviously, that's who their audience is.
That's right. The whole thing is key to the foreign media. And notice, too, these instances of shooting and violence.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's quite clear it's not the government. It's some paid individual out there trying to make the chaos worse.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the government is going to shoot, it's not going to be some lone gunman somewhere.
They're going to march in a line.
They're going to decide, okay, this is it.
It's a show of force.
Clear the streets.
Right, right.
But that's not what's happening. It's a form of sniping, and it's toward the crowd.
And it's the people who are stragglers, people on the outskirts of the crowd. They're not going into the big crowd because that would disperse the crowd and defeat that objective. Is that
right? So it's, I think, part of the CIA operation. I mean, I don't know that. I'd never be able to prove it, but that's just my take on it. Is it's just part of the CIA's money. They're paying people to kill a few people to make it all seem worse. And so I don't think there's any evidence that this protest is legitimate. I think all the evidence is protest is orchestrated. Now, of course, some of the people will be legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
All the young women who don't like the dress codes, they don't like the sexual segregation.
Right.
You know, even the beaches are segregated, apparently. So they, in the westernized part, they want to be like us. They're in, what's in it for me, you know. They have no concept of this Iranian revolution. They're too young to know that their country was ruled by us and before us by the British. And so they just want to run around and have fun. And they think that's what this is all about. But it's really about destroying a culture and, again, putting the Iranians under the thumb of American rule.
What do you think is the next step? What do you think? There's going to be a continued escalation of rhetoric here about how bad this thing is. Obviously, the leadership in Iran is making some concessions to the crowd, saying that they are going to review some of the votes. How do they squelch this thing?
I don't know. I think that they're probably so afraid of being attacked with nuclear weapons that they'll make a mistake and they'll think they can quiet this by going in and adjusting the election tallies.
Mm-hmm.
And I really don't think the Ayatollahs care which candidate wins. You know, the one that won the election, according to the vote, they were all over him a number of times. You know, the Ayatollahs were criticizing him and upbraiding him. And I think they see the elected president as a way of sort of softening their own rule by having somebody that has to go out on the public and talk and be elected, and it's not them.
Somebody else has to answer for their decisions.
Yeah,
right.
So the danger I see is, the quiet is, they'll go adjust the election results.
Well, folks, that was happy to share some of that Paul Craig Roberts interview with you. Thanks to Lieutenant Eric Schein for letting me sit in tonight. Thanks to the folks at Republican Broadcasting Network and all the folks that here at In the Zone. I'm Jeff Farias. You can find me at thejefffariasshow.com, FARIASshow.com, weekdays 3 to 6 p.m. Pacific. Peace to all of you. Good night.
Recent internet.